The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California. Welcome to Vetements, where we take a weekly deep dive into the world of fashion. I'm your host, DJ Jiggy. I'd like to start off with a thank you for listening to today's first episode of my podcast series, Vetements. In today's chapter, we will be discussing about what exactly is fashion and give you an overview of the different aspects of it. Have you ever thought of about the details in your clothes or the thought of how you are perceived by others through what you wear? How about the decision of picking out what pieces you'll wear for the day? Clothing and accessories are what make up the art and fashion, but one can greatly extend the boundaries to see something you have never seen before. When it comes to fashion, some of you may be thinking about just simply clothes or maybe even the manufacturing of them. As this is somewhat correct, there is a much deeper meaning about what fashion really is. If you were to Google up the word fashion, a popular trend, especially in styles of dress and ornament or manners of behavior, will pop up. This doesn't completely cover the full aspect of this. If you were to ask me, fashion is an art. It comes in many forms. It is an industry, a way of expressing who you are, a factor to distinguish oneself from another, to show your beliefs or maybe status, a way to catch one's attention through the careful craftsmanship and details of the high-end clothing. It is a culture. As it's almost everywhere, it dominates our current times, especially within the youth. Once you're into fashion, there may be little to no way of getting out. So what am I getting at, you may ask? Fashion is an essential part of many people's lives. It makes up who people are. It is a powerful form of expression or behaving. It is a method to make one look visually stunning, and is about the picture or message that runs through the background. In the world of fashion, there are many factions that reside within it, such as ways on how to dress. Also considered as a style, it can include ways such as streetwear, grunge, artsy, vintage, to even alien. Other forms can be related to music, such as gothic, emo, punk, rave, and hippie fashion. Further styles can even be influenced by literature, such as the dark academia style. Fashion can even extend to be like a form of art. It can include an abstract style, where an outfit can include weird shapes or a complex vision. And of course, fashion can play a huge part in many different cultures, such as traditional form of clothing or garment that can tell stories and reflect history or heritage, such as a kimono in Japan that represents many symbols. These are methods of expression through what one puts on. It allows the wearer to demonstrate who they are visually by allowing them to reflect their personal interests, such as music. It is a form of identity being merged with appearance. However, it is not only the one who wears it, but the one who is behind it all. When it comes to creativity in fashion, the craftsmanship, fabrics, manufacturing, and the sketching in which the piece comes to life plays a major role. If you look into a fashion runway, it may only seem as a technique for a brand to show their uniqueness within their pieces or to grab the attention of consumers. And as you may or may not know, they mostly succeed. Taking a deep look at a runway, it is also about the representation of the fine details or designs that are embroidered and blended in with the clothing, especially in luxury brands. It is to show the themes, moods, or abstract ideas that rise from what the models wear. For the designer, it is a way to release their ideas, creativity, message, and skills to society in the form of fabrics, just how a painter will present their art in a gallery. Our bodies are the canvases for clothing. The creativity from a designer's pieces are what draws our attention. Creativity comes in vast ideas. Creativity involves deep comprehension and thinking that many cannot do. Just like art, if there is a unique piece no artist has ever thought of, it is bound to receive praise. It will pique the interests of many. Higgins is an artist who used dead bodies for his art exhibits, which was really interesting and creepy to some. But it compares to Gabriela Hearst, who used dead stock fabrics for hers. They both received recognition for their pieces, for the uniqueness and amount of creativity that lies behind them. Often, there is a complex visual that one may see as unusual and pushes the boundaries of fashion, such as avant-garde fashion, which is often painting unconventional designs on clothing and breaking what seemed to be normal in fashion. Not painting literally, but the form seems to be more intense and abstract. Due to its creativity, it is popular amongst the fashion industry. Many of the avant-garde designers have made a big name for themselves from their own self-expressive runways. If you would like to take the time, Rick Owens and Yohji Yamamoto are some of the many famous fashion designers who really express the abstract idea in the world of fashion. These are all examples of how the creativity and self-expression in fashion captures the attention of individuals from all over the world. When it comes to creating new clothing, there is also deep thought of how a piece will be different from the countless of others that have been produced. You wouldn't buy a piece of clothing that looks the same as everything else, right? There needs to be some sort of diversity, vision, or innovation that makes it much superior to any other. If that piece becomes a hit, then it will become popular amongst society. That will then lead to an effect where a trend is now born. A trend doesn't just have to be a new release. It can also be a piece that has made a return from a vision or signification that has a connection to an individual. Many trends have entered and exited among the fashion industry, some lasting long, while others run short. Ones that last long tend to obviously be more popular, especially within the youth. You may have seen it spread amongst your very own community. If I were to name a few basic brands that are in trend currently, such as Essentials or Adidas and Carhartt, you may be familiar with them. These are perfect examples of trends that are currently circulating this year. Many of us may be drawn into these brands due to its popularity or significance they have. There are several ways these trends rise in fashion. One of the major reasons is the influence social media has amongst consumers. If a popular influencer promotes these given products, the likelihood of their viewers purchasing it increases dramatically. Another reason is to be valid in a society where almost everyone around you wears the same thing. This can also be called a must-have trend. Of course, some of the wearers may not like the particular trend and feel the social pressure of having to buy it. In other words, it is the feeling of being out of style or having the desire to fit in, and their only option is to, well, buy and own that item. Of course, it is not only the brands, but factions that are within fashion do as well. For the very same reason, a style may blow up in popularity. This may lead to a handful of people hopping on the trend train and eventually becoming part of this subculture. As we see this today, streetwear and even alternative fashion are blowing up. Trends are important to fashion because it is like a fuel for the industry. It allows for consumers to support the many brands, but it also allows for new innovative ideas to arise and lead the next wave for future trends. Clothing does not only make up fashion, but accessories as well. They are a major role in elevating the looks of what one wears. With the many pieces, such as a scarf, necklace, ring, purse, or bag, and even piercings. They allow for greater diversification. As what fashion is also about, they can also promote personal expression from what one picks out. They can indicate social status, demonstrate one's cultural affiliations through symbolism, such as wearing a rosary necklace, and are the finishing touch to the outfit. Accessories can be what can cause an outfit to be eye-catching, and even highlight some of your bodily features. They impact appearances, like allowing one to seem more taller, slimmer, and proportionate. As we take a belt, for example, it allows the illusion or perspective for a slimmer look. And out of all, accessories bring in detail that is visible from both afar and up close. Similar with shoes, they can help pull an outfit together and can even be the most important part of what you wear. Interestingly enough, it can be said to be a statement piece. Now, what is a statement piece, you may ask? A statement piece is what helps you stand out from the crowd. It is often a teller of what style you are going for. For example, if one wears a formal attire with dress shoes, it would be considered business professional. On the other hand, if one wore that same formal attire, but with casual shoes, it would then be considered business casual. In fashion, there is always something that runs below the surface that many do not see. Fashion is not just simply about what one wears, but it can contain many ideas that form into different meanings. It contains creativity. It is the ability to change the influence of initial impressions. It is about the thought, the designer, and most importantly, you, as the one who wears it all, wish to express. It is the question you may ask yourself of what you will wear for the day that is approaching. In Vetements, we will take a deeper look into what makes up fashion. As there are several topics to cover, I hope you will stick with us through our journey about fashion. Tune in for the next episode, where we will focus more about the different fashion trends that exist globally. Once again, thank you for joining my podcast. This is your host, DJ Jiggy, hopping off the mic. Until next time.